Hi. Welcome home, honey. Oh, baby. You look exhausted. Long day of work? Yeah, that seems about right. Come on. Sit on the couch. I'll get you something to drink. Oh, hush. You've had a long day. And right now, the thing that you need is a warm mug of hot chocolate and cuddles with your loving boyfriend, who is very grateful for how hard you work to support us and keep us safe. I'll be right back. Here you go. Drink up. It's on me. Feeling better yet? Glad to hear it. Why don't you lose the shirt? I'll give your shoulders a rub. They must be pretty tense after the day you've had. Come on. Don't tell me you need help taking off your shirts. Honey, we've undressed around each other dozens of times. You don't need to be shy. And I can't properly massage your shoulders if there's a shirt in the way. Honey, you have no reason to be insecure around me. I'm your boyfriend. I love you for who you are. Your body has nothing to do with that. Okay, hon? All right. I'll do it for you. Come on. Arms up. You are gonna do it? Then go ahead. There you go. See? That wasn't so hard. Now, lean back. All the way back. Just deflate into the couch cushions. I'll give your shoulders a rub. Want me to rub harder? Softer? It's fine? Okay. You work so hard, and you put up with so much. And no matter how tired you are, you still help out around the house. I hope you know that I brag about you to all of my friends and family. Yeah, for real. They say whenever I'm talking about you, I get this huge smile on my face. They call it the Gweff grin. It's short for girlfriend. Why? Because you are great, sweetie. You're lovable, so lovable, and you're caring, and you're the hardest working person I know. No matter how difficult the job is or how much of a toll it takes on you afterwards, you just get it done. If I wasn't already your boyfriend, I'd be begging to have a chance with you. Speaking of which, surprise hug. You're not going anywhere. I've got you right where I want you. Nope. You're not moving. Don't try to fight it. You'll strain yourself. You will accept how much I love you. Say it, hon. Nope. I'm not letting you go until you say it out loud. You have to say, "You love me, honey." You could also throw in appreciative words like, "You love me, you sexy hunk of a man. Please let me bury my face in your abs," if you're feeling generous. Nice try. I'm not letting you go. Say it. Louder. Say it louder. And like you mean it. do it. That's my girl. And don't you forget it. Here, move over a bit. Let me sit next to you. Lean over. Rest your head on my shoulder. Let me run my fingers through your hair. You've had a long day. You've earned some R&R. It's okay. I've got you. Just lean your head back into my shoulder. Good girl. Hey, honey. I have a secret.
I love you.
Do you want to know why? You're kind. And you're smart. And you're talented. And you're so witty. And you're just incredibly lovable. And if you even think of denying it, I will surprise hug you again and tickle you until you cry. I love you so much, and you are going to get that through your thick skull. Okay? You know what I would wish for if I could have just one wish in this world come true? I would wish that you could finally be able to love yourself fairly. I think you deserve to be able to love yourself. Oh, but you just can't see it right now. But one day, I hope you will. My girl, thank you for always working so hard for the both of us. I think you deserve a reward for all the work you've done. But we can save that for afterwards, when you're ready to. For now, just focus on resting your eyes and the rest of your body. I've got you, hon.